You're listening to SBS News.
The opinions of over 1,900 15 to 25-year-olds from across Australia were surveyed by Melbourne University in 2017. The result is the Multicultural Youth Australia Census, the first national study of people from migrant and refugee backgrounds. The study's co-author, Rimi Khan, says it provides a much-needed picture for policymakers of the different experiences and needs of multicultural youth.
There are regular studies of Australian young people in general. There's nothing specific to refugee and migrant youth. And that's a real problem because we know that now basically half of Australian young people are either first or second generation migrants. So it's no longer a minority of youth that we're talking about. It's a really huge part of our society, and it's really important that our policymakers and leaders understand more about their experiences.
Around 75% of those surveyed were born overseas, 4 out of 5 were studying, 49% stated they had experienced discrimination or unfair treatment in the last year. Racism was both experienced and witnessed in public spaces, schools, workplaces, and when applying for jobs. 50% experienced underemployment compared to 31% of people of the same age in the general population. Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network New South Wales was involved in the study. Its executive officer, Alex Long, says there are benefits for employers when they hire multicultural youth.
They're multilingual, they have cross-cultural skills, they have tenacity, adaptability. So these are young people who can really, really contribute and you know, bring a huge amount of benefit to a workplace. So it's disappointing that we still see, you know, underemployment and unemployment in this particular group of young people.
The survey looked at what it means to belong. It found high levels of engagement across a number of social, community and cultural activities. More than 3/4 of new arrivals said, "I feel like I belong in Australia, in my local area, and I belong in my school." Ms Long says the finding is a welcome antidote to the bad press often associated with multicultural youth.
They feel like Australia is a place where they're going to be able to achieve their goals and reach their reach their future goals. They feel connected to their community. They feel connected socially in a whole range of spaces. You know, they want to participate. They want to work towards, you know, a better Australia. We don't often hear those kinds of stories. We sort of see this ongoing criminalization of in the case of Victoria, we see, you know, African gangs, but we see the same kinds of issues, you know, flaring up in Sydney as well.
But Rimi Khan says the high levels of belonging mainly relate to people who were newly arrived in Australia, with levels decreasing after a number of years. She believes this could be due to a drop-off in support services for refugees and migrants after the first few years of arrival.
So people who had been in Australia for 5 years or longer actually were significantly less optimistic than newer multicultural youth. So that really tells us perhaps that there's not enough being done in Australia, not enough support services or programs that are really holding on to that optimism for young people.
The study also found multicultural youth had strong but complex connections to their families, seeing them as both a source of support and a source of tension, with family responsibilities sometimes stopping young people from getting involved in other areas of life. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.